For years, graduate students have had to archive a copy of their dissertation after it was submitted. Before 2000, they were saved on microfilm, but now it's on the internet. Some scholars would like to change that. The American Historical Association proposed that students have the option of delaying posting their dissertation online for up to 6 years. The University of Washington is already on the cutting edge of this trend. Why withhold the information? Joining us to talk about it, Lynn Thomas, chair of the History Department at the University of Washington. Thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Ross. Thanks for having me.
So academics, as I understand it, who publish their dissertations online have been at a disadvantage when it comes to publishing them in journals and getting books from them?
Yeah, I would say the debate is much more focused on publishing the dissertation as books. That's really the concern of the American Historical Association, is that if graduate student theses are put as open access and are accessible very widely, that publishers will be much less interested in picking up revised versions of those dissertations and publishing them as books.
Now, it seems as though that might be an advantage to those academics to getting them published as books, and they'd like to get them published as books. But what about just withholding this information and keeping it away from others who might benefit from it while the information is embargoed? Is that a downside to this?
Yeah, so I would say the concern of the American Historical Association really gets kind of to the nuts and bolts of it. So the American Historical Association, I basically would agree with them that they are very interested in the wide circulation of research findings, but they want it to be done in a way that doesn't undercut the procedures and the institutions that enable academics to generate research that is really rigorous and really in-depth. And so there's a fear that if dissertations are immediately made available on open access, that will make publishers, and particularly academic publishers that are struggling quite a bit right now, make them much less interested in publishing.
It just devalues the material, as I understand it, because it's already out there?
Well, yeah, so from the publisher's perspective, so the ones who have expressed some concerns about open access, their concern is that if it is already widely available, there'll be much less of a market for their book. So that's really the concern of the publishers, and certainly junior scholars, for a variety of reasons, are very interested in getting their material often published as books. But there's, from the American Historical Association's perspective, there's also the other issue that for many disciplines, and history would be among them, there's a really important revision process that happens in the few years after the dissertation is completed and before the work is published as a book. There's a real polishing of the material, often an adding of additional evidence, a honing of arguments. And if the version that really begins to circulate widely is the dissertation version, a lot of people feel that's really not the very best scholarship.
Sure. So holding it, maybe it'll get better. But I'm wondering about some of the other fields, like the hard science fields. Is withholding the information there kind of running the risk that some advance in science might be overlooked for a few years, holding back maybe perhaps a benefit in health or in other areas?
Yeah, so I'm so glad you brought up the issue of the hard sciences. So, you know, in general, the open access movement, which has done many, many very productive things for scholarship, really started in the hard sciences. And I would say some of the sticky ground that we're running into now is the fact that it really is a model that was developed in the natural and biological sciences, and it's a model that the humanities and social sciences, I think, have a lot to gain from, but it's a model that probably isn't going to work in exactly the same way for the humanities and social sciences, just because the way that publishing historically has worked in those fields is quite different. So just for instance, history PhDs, if they are interested in having tenure-track academic jobs, generally do have to publish their dissertation or a revised version of it as a book. And that certainly wouldn't be the same kind of requirement, say, in a field like biology or chemistry, where those fields are much more driven by journal articles.
Lynn Thomas, chair of the History Department at the University of Washington. Thank you for taking the time.
All right. Thanks very much.